Steve Coonan is here, Hawks CEO, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And we're getting ready for another Hawks game tonight here at State Farm Arena. And, Steve, a lot's going on with this team. But everybody around the league's talking about the win against Boston the other night. And I'm just curious, like, nobody gave us a shot, obviously, with no Trey and all the injuries. What an incredible win and a signature win to start the season.
Yeah, it was, you know, the tournament has started. The NBA Cup hunt is on, and playing on that green floor seemed to have agreed with us.
Well, we know that everybody amps it up, Steve, when they're playing for the Emirates Cup. It just takes it to another level.
Exactly right, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, and by the way, I don't know if you heard through the grapevine, three times now already we're giving praise to your front office for the moves they made. Dyson Daniels, by the way, our listeners were going bananas. They maybe not hadn't heard him speak, but so likable. And the ethos, Carl, that he brings to the table, you know, physicality and a defensive mindset and more scoring. So Dyson Daniels has been a revelation for us.
Yeah, Dyson's been great. He's actually setting some records. I think he's on a 3 or 4 game streak of 6 steals in a row. So defense is something that we've needed, and he's bringing it. And I'll also tell you, Larry Nance Jr., who came over in the same trade, has been lethal from three and making a real difference for us. So our front office, very proud of those guys, and they work really, really hard.
It's Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. The Hawks also unveiled their Nike NBA Fly City Edition uniforms. Steve, talk to us about this process. I mean, every year we go, oh, what's it going to look like? This has been in the works, right? Every year you're doing this, but this is how many years in the works now before we actually see the final product?
About 2.5 to 3 years ahead of time. And so there's always a thematic that Nike is working on, and these city editions represent. And there's so many elements of each one of the uniforms that come from our past, from our heritage. And the blue series, as I'll call it, has been a 2-year arc. So we did black last year with blue lettering, this year white with blue, and you know, we've gotten a lot of praise. Unfortunately, our court, which will be unveiled tonight, is not blue. I loved our blue court last year, so I love our court this year, but the wilder the better for me. I love that when you look at the TV during the NBA Cup, it brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino, good friends of the Hawks.
Cha-ching!
It absolutely, man, you know. It stops you in your tracks. It says there's something different. So tonight, I'll be curious to see what you guys think. Mike, I already know what you think.
I'm going to love it. Hawks fever,
there,
Carl.
You go, Michael.
Catch it.
The new and improved Mike Bell.
No, look, when you play like you did against Boston, I mean, these are everything we want. Get out of this darn rut of the play-in. Now, the key, Steve, is not to lose for the third time to the Wizards, because I just think this is where you don't want to go that one step forward, two steps back. So build on that and get the dub tonight.
I'm planning to speak to the team in a few minutes, and I'm going to quote you.
Win one for the short, fat, white guy. No, I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, then they'll think I'm talking about myself.
That's great. Steve Coonan, we have spent a lot of time talking this week about this Tennessee game. For those who don't know, Steve Coonan is obviously a Georgia alum. And
a former linebacker.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
But we have been spending a lot of time. Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No, not at all. And if you remember, if we could go play back last week's episode of our frivolity, I told you the Ole Miss game was the number one game that scared me on the schedule.
You did. You said
that
it.
I did. And all kidding aside, I did. That was a trap game of trap games.
Right.
And I think tomorrow night you'll see a team that looks more like the one that took the field against Texas than the one that took the field against Ole Miss, because our back's to the wall. I don't know how a team who was rated number one for the first half of the season now is officially out of the tournament and nobody believes in us.
Right.
But I think Kirby is very thankful for the scenario that we're in. And I think tomorrow night is going to be one of those nights that Georgia sets the record straight.
It is a Hawks CEO, and as we said, former Georgia Bulldog, with a Steve Kunin on the WaitForIt.com hotline. It just seems like because of the depth issues, and Kirby's talked about, you know, some of it, and you just don't have what he's had in the past, which is just like being like Alabama, and Alabama's not Alabama anymore, Steve. It just, and I'm not trying to disparage Mark Richt, but it just feels a lot more like the Mark Richt teams,
where you're just
not as dominant, and you just need some breaks, and you don't have any margin for error.
No, we lost to a really good Alabama team by a touchdown at the end of the game, and then we walked into a trap in Ole Miss that had been set a long time ago. Let's see tomorrow night. I think that while Coach Richt was terrific, I think you're going to see Kirby's dogs, and I think the word he's going to use will be aggressive. We're going to eat tomorrow night. We're going to eat.
We gonna
and be
eat.
Elite.
We gonna eat. All right. Yeah.
Have your faith. You know, first of all, I do believe Carl still owes me the bet when he bet on Texas.
This is true. I do.
So let's not forget the prognostication coming from this side of the phone has been strong.
Yeah. We just screwed. We just
Howie,
just screwed up the bet though, because Carl was going to be CEO for a day, but there was really no other. We should have made like Carl a beer vendor for a night at State Farm. That's what we did.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, we absolutely effed that up because now I've got to go work. Right. That's why I haven't called to claim my winnings.
Oh my goodness, Steve Kunin. So. People, again, if you're coming down tonight, but I'm just saying this, the court will look different, and Steve was talking about that. But that's going to be the case for all these cup games. By the way, this is wrapping up like before Christmas. I think December 15th or something like that, we'll crown a champion with the cup, and then, you know, we'll be back to the regular season and what the standings are. But I say all that to say the courts and all the stuff that the NBA is trying to do to make this a little bit more fun for fans and the intensity being amped up, I actually think it's working. Listen, Mike and I, we clown around, but I actually think it's working.
Well, TV ratings were up 86% for the first cup game, so I'm going to say that's a victory. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say I think tonight will get a lot of attention, and you know, here's the good news. The game will be over, and you can go watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul beat the hell out of each other.
Who do you like?
Who do I like? I like the medical staff. Somebody's having a stroke.
Yeah. I mean, it's Steve. We said this earlier. We all grew up with Tyson, but it's just the guy's 30. Like, I know he's not a professional boxer, and when he did fight a professional boxer, it was a split decision. It was a loss. But I want to believe. I think everyone of our generation wants to believe in Tyson, but Father Time is undefeated.
You know, I was very fortunate. I went to 11 Tyson fights.
Hmm.
You couldn't pay me to go to this one,
right?
But you can pay me to watch it on Netflix,
right?
Because it's an exhibition. It's not a championship fight.
They're letting you bet on. You can bet on this fight, which surprised me too.
Yeah. Well, you can't in Georgia because we can't get it approved.
I know.
Maybe the winner of this fight will come to Georgia and fight the legislature for the right to gamble.
Carl, maybe next year you and I should seriously think about public office, and that'll be a one issue campaign about legalizing gambling.
I will be your campaign manager.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we could.
Oh,
we
I
could
like
win
that
on
idea.
That.
Seriously,
we could
guys.
Win on that. Well,
we could
listen,
win. Let the people vote.
You know, we are champions of this cause. We want it in our state, and we think it makes sense. And you know, every time I run into somebody, Steve, you've had this conversation. All this money's leaving our state. Like, it makes no sense.
39 other states have sports betting. Tonight's the night.
Yeah. So, I'm with you on
and
that.
And we have the lottery. I mean, I can gamble. I can play the lottery. I can do it on my phone right now with the app from the Georgia Lottery.
Yep. Not sure how we ended up here, but I'm very thankful we did.
Mm. I know. Somebody get the Georgia legislature on the phone.